首先我们厘清一个概念。
First, let's clarify a concept.
什么是红肉？
What is red meat?
顾名思义啊。
As the name suggests,
红肉指的就是红色的肉。
Red meat refers to meat that is red in color.
包括猪肉。
Including pork.
牛肉。
Beef.
羊肉。红肉的红色呀，来源于肌肉细胞中的肌红蛋白。
The red color of lamb meat comes from myoglobin in muscle cells.
肌红蛋白的红色呢，则来自于肌红蛋白中的血红素。
The red color of myoglobin comes from the heme group in myoglobin.
这个血红素啊，就是血液中红细胞里边血红蛋白中的血红素。
This hemoglobin is the hemoglobin in red blood cells in blood.
血红素的中央是一个二价的铁离子。
At the center of the heme molecule is a divalent iron ion.
这个铁离子与我们将要讲的结肠癌关系密切。
This iron ion is closely related to the colon cancer we are going to talk about.
1950年代
In the 1950s,
医学界发现结肠癌发病率东西方差异巨大。
Medical experts have discovered that the incidence of colorectal cancer is significantly different between East and West.
当时啊，美国康涅狄格州的发病率为十万分之三十到三十五。
At that time, the incidence rate in Connecticut, USA, was between 30 and 35 per 100,000.
而日本宫城县只有十万分之四到五。
And the number of engineering graduates in Japan is only 4% to 5%. Well,
1970年代
In the 1970s,
美国结肠癌年发病率升高到最高点，十万分之六十多。
The incidence of colorectal cancer in the United States has risen to over 60 per 100,000.
而同期的中国为十万分之五到十二。
And the corresponding China was between 5/100,012.
二者呢，相差近十倍。
How much difference is there between them?
医学界最初猜测。
Initially, the medical community speculated that
这种差异可能与东西方族群差异有关。
This difference may be due to differences between Eastern and Western cultures.
但是哈，随后的调查否认了这一个猜测。
However, subsequent investigations denied this speculation.
他们发现哈，美国华人的结肠癌发病率明显高于中国人，与美国平均水平相差无几。
They found that the incidence of colon cancer in Chinese Americans was significantly higher than that of Chinese and the average American, with a difference of no more than a few.
于是
，So，
中美华人之间饮食结构的差异成为重点调查对象。
The dietary structures of Chinese Americans, particularly those of Chinese descent, are a key focus of the study.
其中红肉摄入量成为重大嫌疑。
Red meat intake is a major suspect.
比如哈，1970年代。
For example, in the 1970s,
美国年人均红肉消费量为66公斤。
The average per capita consumption of red meat in the United States is 66 kilograms.
而那时的中国，年人均消费量不足5公斤。
At that time, the average per capita consumption of Chinese New Year was less than 5 kilograms.
经历过那段时间的人啊。
Those who have experienced that period.
最有体会。
Most profound.
为了揭开红瘘和结肠癌的因果关系。
To uncover the causal relationship between red meat and colorectal cancer.
哈佛大学公共卫生学院开启了一个前瞻性观察研究。
Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health has launched a prospective observational study.
对88751名护士的饮食结构和健康状况进行长期观察。
Conduct a long-term observation of the dietary structure and health status of 87,550 nurses.
1990年第一次发布的研究结果显示
The research results released in 1990 showed that
红肉摄入量越高
The higher the intake of red meat
结肠癌风险越大
The risk of colon cancer is greater
每天以红肉为主食的护士群体
The nursing group that consumes red meat as their main diet every day
结肠癌发病率是每月食用红肉少于一次的护士群体的 2.5 倍。
The incidence of colorectal cancer is 2.5 times higher in nurses who eat red meat less than once a month.
这项研究为红肉是结肠癌危险因素提供了确凿的临床证据。
This study provides conclusive clinical evidence for the risk factors of colorectal cancer associated with red meat.
随后的多项大样
The last set of samples.
本临床研究证实哈，红肉摄入过多
This clinical study confirms that excessive consumption of red meat
会让结肠癌风险增加 15%-30%。
Increases the risk of food cancer by 15-30%.
从1990年到2021年
From 1990 to 2021.
随着中国人生活水平的提高
With the improvement of living standards of Chinese people,
中国红肉消费量升高到了年人均25-30公斤。
The consumption of red meat in China has increased to 25-30 kilograms per person per year.
而中国人的结肠癌发病率也以每年1.64%的速度增高。
Also, the incidence of colorectal cancer in China is also increasing at a rate of 1.64% per year.
2021年
2021,
中国结肠癌的发病率升高达到了10万分之32。
The incidence of colon cancer in China has risen to 32 out of 100,000.
首次超过了世界平均水平。
For the first time, it exceeded the world average.
而西方则表现了相反的趋势。
And the West showed the opposite trend.
比如哈，美国从1980年代开始。
For example, the Harmony region has been developing since the 1980s.
结肠癌发病率年均下降1%。
The incidence of colon cancer has decreased by 1% per year.
2000年以后，降幅扩大到3%-4%。
After 2000, the decline widened to 3.4%.
2023年
2023,
美国结肠癌发病率从最高点的10万分之60降低到10万分之46。
The incidence of colorectal cancer in the United States has decreased from 60 in 100,000 to 46 in 100,000.
而中国却升高到了10万分之36。
However, China rose to 36 out of 100,000.
这种矛盾变化趋势刚好与中美红肉消费量此升彼降的趋势一致。
This trend of contradiction is exactly consistent with the trend of increasing and decreasing red meat consumption in China and the United States.
那么
So,
红肉为什么会促进结肠癌发病呢？
Why does red meat promote the development of colon cancer?
机理不是单一的。
The mechanism is not single.
后续啊
What's next?
许多科学研究包括动物实验。
Many scientific studies include animal experiments.
临床观察都发现红肉摄入量过多。
Clinical observations have shown that excessive consumption of red meat
会影响肠道菌群的
affecting the gut microbiota
平衡。红肉在高温烹饪过程中产生的杂环胺和多环芳烃都是明确的致癌物。
It is clear that heterocyclic amines and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which are formed during the high temperature cooking of red meat, are carcinogenic.
而最出乎意料的发现是呢
The most surprising discovery in history was
引发肠黏膜癌变的魁首
The main cause of intestinal cancer.
竟然是红肉中貌似最无害的二价铁离子。亚铁诱发肿瘤的机制。
It turns out that the seemingly harmless iron ions in red meat, which are in the form of ferrous iron, can induce tumors.
我们下一期再聊。
We'll talk about it next time.
2015年，世界癌症研究机构 IARC 把红肉列为二 A 类致癌物。
In 2015, the World Cancer Research Organization (IARC) classified red meat as a Group 2A carcinogen.
好。
Okay.
我是英方二力。
I stand Paul.
我们下一期再见。
See you next time.